Mark Pitts talking with Matt Monson, principal, New Hampton High School. And we've got another school year fast approaching, coming up starting on Friday, August 23rd. Matt, as we get down the final stretches here to get ready for the new school year, what kind of things should parents and students kind of be taking care of here as we drill down towards the start of school?
Well, thanks for having me on. First of all, it's a great day to be at Chickasaw. Some of the first things that all of our students and parents need to do is we need to start registering our kids if we have not done so, so we know who's going to show up that first day and we can be ready for all of your students. Also, we need to make sure that we have our school physicals done if our students are going to be out for athletics and make sure all those immunizations are up to date.
What is the cutoff in terms of that registration to kind of set your class get your class sizes and things like that?
We're always accepting students coming into our district, but the sooner that we know, the better we can prepare for our classes and adjusting and the options that we have.
Anything new, Matt, that parents and students should know of in terms of new policies, procedures, programs maybe to take advantage of?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a lot of push with some of the legislation in the last year. Some of the changes that have happened would be like the open enrollment law. That's reverted back to March 1st being the deadline. So any students that are not in our district that would like to attend New Hampton have to fill out paperwork to be able to come become a student here. Another couple of focuses this year with legislation was a focus on literacy. And so our elementary staff and our middle school staff is working on a program called Letters. And with that, if students are struggling and are not proficient, they'll be working on some different literacy plans to help get our students to the proficiency levels and to be successful in our schools. Another major change with legislation this year is the attendance policy, and this is going to give us probably quite a few questions. But the attendance policy has changed where us, as a school, we are going to be required to notify students and parents when we reach this 10% of absenteeism during the grading period, which for us will be the semester. The county attorney gets involved at 15%, and then truancy with the county attorney will happen at 20%. So we have some different policies in place to help along the way to make sure that students and parents are doing everything that we can to help make sure our students are successful. This year also a big change is our sickness, vacations, unexcused absences, all of those count towards this truancy policy. So that's a big change in the legislation that we'll all have to get used to. In addition to new programs this year, we are adopting a new math curriculum at the elementary and the middle school, and we're going to continue to do project-based learning and continue to partner with our community partners.
Matt, circling around just quickly in terms of getting prepared for the new school year, you're at the high school. You're going to have a number of new students driving to and from school for the first time. What kind of advice, what kind of things should they and their parents have kind of in order?
Sure. Yeah. So here at the high school, you know, last year we were able to get a brand new parking lot, which has been fantastic for our school. But new drivers to the high school, just make sure that you take your time and come down by the CWC or turn to avoid the circle drive up on top for middle school areas of drop off for the buses and stuff. Also, just be careful when you go down to the elementary. We still have all of our buses coming down there, so make sure that you are out of the way picking up and dropping off students.
How about as you come into the school year? I know a lot of school districts still have positions to fill from a staffing standpoint. How are you in terms of any teacher openings? How are you guys set for support staff, bus drivers, things like that?
Sure, yeah. Schools are always looking to add positions, potentially. We always are in need of substitute teachers, substitute paras, custodians, bus drivers, cooks. So if you have any interest at all, please stop at the superintendent's office or pick up an application on our website. Staffing-wise for us, we are growing, which is fantastic for the New Hampton community. This year, we've done some remodeling projects down at the elementary. We've added 3 new classroom spaces. We've hired new teachers, and we're filling up, which is fantastic to hear. At the high school level, we are missing potentially a couple of positions, but we found ways to continue to offer the programs and the services to our students. We continue to also try to look for other ways to connect and other partnerships. One thing that we actually have for our students this year is we have a new IJAG position. Corey Urock has been hired to kind of help assist our students. We're going to partner with her to deliver some career development programming and leadership training and career education opportunities for our students, and also engage in employer engagement as well as getting students ready for that workforce. So we're excited about that. We're also excited at the high school level to continue with our apprenticeships. We have a welding apprenticeship right now. We want to continue to expand that. And we also are looking in the fall to add an EMT program. So that's going to be huge for our community.
Talking with Matt Monson, high school principal for New Hampton School District. And just hearing in your voice, Matt, that you're excited about the new school year. What gets you excited yourself about being in your profession and getting the new campaign underway?
Well, every year, you know, we have a fresh start. It's a new school year that's always filled with opportunities. We have great staff. Our buildings are top-notch. We have all kinds of great opportunities for our kids. And I guess that's what really excites me is just all the opportunities that New Hampton has as a community. We're always looking to build our partnerships, build our community connection. You know, we want to always continue to get our kids involved within the community, teach them how to be civic-minded and how to be citizens and want to be here after graduation in New Hampton. You know, it's always a great opportunity for us to continue to build our Chickasaw pride because it's always a great day to be a Chickasaw.
I know you wanted to touch on a couple of those accomplishments from a personnel standpoint. You guys have had a successful off-season, I guess, or summer campaign.
We have had a very busy summer campaign. You know, it all started with our baseball team placing second in state. So that was a huge huge accomplishment for our players, our family, our community. Huge shout out to Corey McDonald. He has done an excellent job with that baseball program and all the assistant coaches. Also new this year, Corey McDonald is going to be our AD. So we are looking for a lot of fun and enthusiasm in our athletic programs and our extracurricular activities as well. So we're off to a great start. Just to kind of end the year, last year, Eric Olson was actually district golf coach of the year for the girls. So that's fantastic. And April Schmidt actually over the summer won the award. She is actually the Iowa Family Consumer Science Educator of the Year for 2024. So we've had a lot of great things happen here in New Hampton in the last little bit.
I know Rob Getz, our morning guy, has had April on a couple of times, and she's just very excited about what she does.
She loves her program. She provides so many awesome opportunities for our kids that when our kids go to the workforce or they go to college, they are prepared and they have just a lot of unique experiences, you know, just to get them ready for their future and different opportunities within our community.
Matt, anything else that you want to add, you know, for parents and students, you know, to be prepared for school 24-25, New Hampton School District?
Yeah, we're all excited. We're ready for everybody to get back and get back in the swing of things. You know, we've done a lot of different projects over the summer. We've, like I've already said, we've added different classroom sections in the elementary. We've actually added another position at the middle school due to increasing enrollment to help with our math and kind of go to another section there to help with numbers. We've resurfaced our playground. If you've had an opportunity to go down to the elementary playground, that's a great facility down there. We've also added a sunshade down there on the playground. You know, school safety is always something that we also are always cognizant of for our students and our families. This summer, we've also added a camera system that gives us more coverage of our campuses. It's also accessible by our EMA and also our police department. So it's going to help with communication should there ever be a need that we can all work together to help keep everybody safe. Just a few other events that are coming up. We have back-to-school open houses on August 21st, we'll have an elementary open house from 2 to 6 p.m. The middle school will also have an open house between 4 and 6 p.m. that day with a fifth grade orientation new student to the middle school meeting at 5 p.m. in the competition gym. We get started on August 23rd. That's our first day of school with a 2-hour early out. That is also a really special night to be a Chickasaw, because that is our Meet the Team night, where fans and community members can come out and meet all of our different fall teams and see what the season is going to look like. We have decor coming for a football scrimmage, and then all of our other teams practice. We have the Booster Club will be providing a meal that night, and if you would like to purchase that meal when you come to see all the different activities, that would be fantastic to support our Booster Club and all of our different athletics. When you do that, you can come see our new trophy cabinets that the Booster Club and the athletic department work together on to get all that set up. So it's going to be great for our community down there by the competition gym. The last thing that I'd like to do is just to kind of thank all of our local businesses that have also provided monetary donations this year so that we're able to purchase and provide student activity passes for all of our New Hampton Community School students. These businesses that have donated to this project like last year include the Booster Club, Bank Iowa, First Citizens Bank, Fidelity Bank, Security State Bank, Luana Savings Bank, O'Donnell Insurance, Community Insurance, Joe Malloy Insurance, Noshbish Insurance, Farm Bureau Financial, Curtis Franson. So again, thank you for all of your support, and we are looking forward to a fantastic fall.
Yeah, man, and just to touch on that a little bit more, and I've seen a number of school districts be able to get those businesses involved to take care of that, so the students can attend, because that's how you really build support and you know, get them excited, maybe get them involved in the activities in the future. Maybe just to note to parents, you know, that, you know, admission prices across the different conferences and things like that, they're all uniform. And they all go up at the same rate. And so, you know, it's when they see some of those increases in prices, it's not just a New Hampton school district or this school district's decision. It's a kind of a across the board.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our conference schools, we have a set rate for all of our conference games. District passes, district football is always set by the district as well. But these passes are good for all home events, and it's just a great way for us to build that tradition and build that excitement for our next generation that are going to be Chickasaws playing in high school shortly.
All right. Of course, to catch Chickasaws football, volleyball this season, again, on 95.1 The Bull. Again, talking with Matt Monson, principal at New Hampton High School. Hopefully, thank you very much for some great information, Matt, and hopefully you have a chance to catch your breath before the school year starts.
Thank you very much, and enjoy being on the radio.
All right, Matt Monson joining us here. I'm Mark Pitts. This is our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on 95.1 The Bull.